Isabel, we're joining you here at Dublin Airport today. You fly out to Bangladesh for the ICC Women's World 2020. Tell us, how are you guys set?
I think we're well prepared. I don't think we could fit any more training into the past 6 or 7 weeks, so we're as prepared as we can be, and we just can't wait to get out there.
You're one of only two members in the squad to have played at the 2000 World Cup, Women's World Cup, back in New Zealand. You were there as a 17-year-old. Tell us a little bit about the differences in the 14 years in the setup between the two World Cups you've been to.
Well, personally, I was obviously in school then, so that was a much different thing. It was my first experience with going to the gym and doing weights and that kind of stuff. So that was, I remember not being able to find jeans that fit to pack. So that was a big deal when I was 17. Now it's a lot more professional. We've got our own trainer. We're there in the mornings and that kind of stuff. And I think it's just a much bigger occasion now than it would have been then. So it's obviously a very different destination, Bangladesh to New Zealand. So that's another thing we should kind of take into account when we're preparing.
You're captain of the squad, leading your country to the first ever 2020 World Cup Ireland have been to. That must mean a lot to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something that I ever really looked for being captain. It's kind of something that I've ended up doing, and it's obviously a huge honour. But it's great to be in a team that, Trent always says 11 captains on the pitch, and I really feel like that's the way things are. So, if I have to make the last decision, I'm willing to do that. But I like being on a team of captains, really.
The group that Ireland are placed into looks very tough from the outside. We've the world champions Australia, New Zealand, Pakistan and South Africa. What are the sort of aims, the goals of the squad going out there?
Well, the goal is to just get in the games straight away. We play New Zealand and Australia first, and 2020 is a funny game. You just never know what's going to happen. So the squad is going there hoping to win every match that we play in. That's the mentality going into it. And I suppose the aim is to get into the second phase, which means we have to win two matches probably. So that's what we'll be looking to do. And if we have to alter things because we've won too many matches, that'll be great.
I hope you don't mind if I refer to you possibly as a veteran of the squad now, but tell us, there's some great youth in the team. Is there anyone that the fans from back in Ireland should be keeping an eye out for?
I hope they should be keeping an eye on everyone. Everyone can make a contribution, but I suppose Elena Tice is now batting four, and she's a very exciting leg spinner. She's been working a lot with Mark Lane, who's been coming in, who's really very good at coaching leg spin. So she'd be one to watch, and she's one that the other teams are wary of. So herself and maybe Louise McCarthy, who's the first opening, they're kind of opening the bowling. She's kind of captain of the bowlers, so I'd be watching her. She's an aggressive bowler.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye out for everybody, and the very best of luck and safe travels.
Thanks very much.